We may not like the rules, but every place needs them. And with the rules comes a person to enforce them. But Langtree, Texas had few rules and no one to lay down the law. That changed with a man named Roy Bean. His story is today's American Countryside, brought to you by AgroLiquid. Solid agronomics, balanced nutrition, it's who they've always been. Visit agroliquid.com.
Well, you waited, debated, scratched your head, and bided your time, but now it's absolutely necessary. You need to make a decision. We know you want it all. Low price, efficiency, fantastic yield potential. We get it. AgroLiquid understands you need to maximize those input dollars. Our products are formulated to keep expensive nutrients available and usable to your crop, no matter how you apply fertilizer, no matter when. AgroLiquid products will maximize your yield potential effectively and economically. Learn more at agroliquid.com.
Every successful grower knows that the best crops need strong roots, and that means they need Radiate Plant Growth Regulator. Radiate features two powerful active ingredients that help young crops quickly develop the longer, healthier roots they need for more nutrient uptake, early vigor, and stress resistance. Applied either foliar or in furrow, Radiate makes all the difference for a wide variety of crops. So get the roots your crops need by getting Radiate first. See your CPS dealer today.
Roy Bean began operating a saloon, mostly catering to workers of rail camps west of San Antonio. By 1882, he had migrated to what would become the town of Langtree, Texas.
Pecos County was a massive county back that time. And if you can imagine there not being any law between Fort Stockton, Texas, which is still another 2 hours past here, all the way to San Antonio, which is long farther than 2 hours away to our east, nobody was providing any law.
Lee Hoy shares the story from the Judge Roy Bean Visitor Center, a Texas information center operated by the Texas Department of Transportation.
Ended up Bean got appointed Justice of the Peace for this area, and that began the Law of the West. Now, in Bean's style, he actually began serving a month before his official appointment.
Bean was given a copy of the state statutes to guide his decisions. At least, they hoped it would.
He was given his first book of Texas statutes, and that is in the display case along with a lot of his other personal effects. What he would do is every year, of course, the state would produce a new statutes book, and when it would arrive, he would promptly use it for kindling, because he generally made up his law as he went.
But making up the law, so to speak, wasn't as bad as it may sound.
While a lot of people question that, in hindsight, it did work in this lawless area. People did respect his judgments. If they hadn't have, he probably would have been killed.
Bean was definitely a colorful character, and we'll have more from his famous courtroom next time as we travel the countryside. In Langtree, Texas, I'm Andrew McCray.